Welcome to the Pepperoni Podcast. Listen to the Pepperoni Podcast, sponsored by Anchor. Listen to the whole thing, you little bitch.
Okay, Dwayne Johnson is here. Where's Matthew?
Dwayne Johnson has arrived.
Where is Matt Damon III? We need him.
Exactly. We need Matt Damon III.
I'm going to message Matt Damon III.
Dwayne the Croc Johnson, can you say something funny for me real quick for the intro?
Nigga.
Very cool. Where's Matt Damon? You know, I called Matt Damon like 5 times before we started recording.
Really? And he didn't pick up?
No.
Man, this is why you would rather have Dwayne the Croc Johnson as your celebrity, right? Because he...
Oh, hell yeah.
Third, you finally decided to join us. Want to talk about how you fucked those 8-year-olds yesterday?
Bro, that was you!
Yeah, hi. Welcome to the Pepperoni Podcast. I am here with Dwayne the Croc Johnson and Matt Damon the Third.
Yeah, Matt Damon the Third.
We are my spiritual guest.
It seems that after one episode of this show, it's gotten so popular that celebrities want to be on it. Am I right?
Exactly.
Next episode, we're going to have Obama in
Next
here.
Episode, we're going to have Obama.
I can't wait for Obama to come on.
Did you guys hear that Obama was going to be in here?
A while back, and how people didn't know who he was. Under his name, they put Michelle's husband.
Michelle's husband.
They didn't put former president. No, they put Michelle's husband.
What's Obama's last name?
Is it Care? I think it's Care.
Yeah, I think it's Care too. But that thing was shit, dog.
For the 8-year-olds?
No, stop.
we're all on some list now.
Wait, thanks, Obama. Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I got disconnected for a second. I was gonna have a fucking heart attack.
For the viewers that are watching this later on, this is like our 9th attempt at recording this.
Bro, the FBI didn't want this.
It's been like an hour, and I'm pretty sure we're on 7 different continents FBI wanted list.
Bro, Russia doesn't want me no more, man.
We're on the most wanted list. Thank you, Matt Damon III. Very cool.
Thank you, Dwayne the Croc Johnson. Thank you.
Yeah, what happened to Matt Damon the First?
Oh, and the second. We'll talk about that.
And the second. What happened?
This was not.
They weren't featured in too many movies now.
Just has doo-doo, Mike.
We like Fortnite head ass. Shut up, Dwayne the Croc Johnson.
You don't say anything about Dwayne the Croc Johnson, or he will shove his crocky ass so far up your ass you'll be able to feel it like a foot going into
Can
his
we
back.
Get down to business?
Yes. The heart. Okay, thank you. That will be all for today. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
No.
Goodbye. All right.
Please.
All right. As Matt Damon.
After all I've done to get you on the podcast, please don't leave.
As Matt Damon III and saw how ramen tainted my name. Hello there,
Yo,
guys. My name
ramen?
Is Ramen Noodles.
Ramen Noodles. Yeah, what happened to him?
You mean Ramen Noodles?
Yeah, what
Sorry,
happened?
Roman Noodles.
Yeah, he was fired because
he was a pee pee boo boo.
Yeah. He won a pee pee boo.
Yeah, Roman Noodle.
Actually, he took a
pee pee
boo boo on the recording. Stuff and it didn't turn out too well.
Yeah, if you boys don't mind, I'm gonna be playing Feed the Beast in the background.
All right, Croc.
No, I just gotta practice for November or December.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I gotta get ready to know how to start.
All right, Ian, Mac, I mean, Dwayne, can I call you Mr. Croc?
Yeah, go for it.
Or Mr. If only Croc. I could
call you child molester.
No, it was your idea.
Dwayne the Croc.
It was your idea, Dwayne. It was yours.
Fine, fine. You can call me Croc, Mr. Croc, yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
As long as you don't think that I'm looking for Fairly Odd Parents, then you're fine.
Damn it, I was just going to say, can you be Dwayne the Crocker Johnson?
What? Crocker Johnson.
Dwayne the Crocker Johnson. I need to Photoshop that instead of the Dwayne what? The
Crocker. That's like a racial slur.
What?
The Crocker.
Dwayne. No, you don't know what is a racial slur? Calling someone that by a fucking cracker.
God damn it, I need to monetize.
Domingo, you're white. Have you ever been called a cracker?
In 5 minutes.
Hey guys, how about we talk about some monetizing things?
It hasn't even been 5 minutes and we're already calling each other crackers.
All right. 34 Pokemon, let's go.
Because I was eating crackers.
So some kid just walked up to you, pointed at you, and yelled, "You're a fucking cracker."
Yeah.
Well, that's no, honey, he's a gluten-free cracker.
Oh.
Yeah, the Ritz logo was printed on my shirt, so like.
Dwayne is a whole wheat cracker.
I'm actually gonna be playing the Escapist for the first time ever. That's loud.
Is that a Minecraft map?
No, it's the top-down game. You're supposed to escape jail.
Oh, the prison game? That game's fucking awesome.
It is. Yeah, you shank people.
That game's awesome.
You curb stomp some people that don't pay you back.
Ian, you get the tip to winning the first prison is sock mace.
Sock mace.
Escaping good times. Well, this is it. Time to put this plan to the test. All preparations and hard work boils down to this. Let's get used to it. Yes, I know how to move.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sir, you better make a shiv out of your toothbrush. Because you know what they say, if your gums aren't take bleeding, you ain't winning.
Oh, man.
To pick up.
All right, can we guys talk about something, please?
Prison right. would be cool.
Yeah, prison would be cool. They
give you free food. Like, what are you going to complain about?
Yeah, and plus you get raped. That's fun. That's like free sex.
You know what? Actually, I've been in prison before.
Bro, I'm in church right now, and people keep on singing about some dude named Jesus. Like, why are they singing about Matt Damon III, bruh?
Bro, what the fuck is this game?
The guy found me out. I had to disconnect.
Bro, wait, what? Climb onto the open vent by left clicking on it. Oh,
this podcast is not about you playing games. It's something random. This ain't random.
This is perfectly random. Who the hell would be playing The Escapist 2 at 6 in the afternoon on a Sunday afternoon?
You!
Question. Who in the middle of a podcast would just start busting out The Escapist on the computer?
Bro, because this is apparently 8 minutes
in. It's so boring. They gotta play The Escapist.
Wait, guys, wait a moment. Let me just order a pizza, dog. I gotta order some
boys, I'll be honest, I'm washing my cum sock.
Oh, no. That sock better not become clean. Sentient.
Right, I just beat the shit out of a guard with my washed cum sock.
What escapist game were you playing?
My mom found out about my poop sock. This sucks.
Oh man.
Mom found the piss drawer.
Oh no.
I got an
mom
idea.
Mom found the dead fetus.
I got an idea. I have a game we could play.
Lupus? Bro, Lupus is such a fun game.
What game are we gonna play?
Bro, did you guys
I have a plan. Right?
Guys, I have a mental disorder, just so you guys what's know. The game? All right, I think it's called gonorrhea.
Hack trust.
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Gonorrhea.
Hack trust?
Like, how you play this game?
Yes, it's like tic-tac-toe, but like
this is how you play golf.
We don't really have paper.
No.
We kind of just wing it, and we gotta believe when we say we.
No. This is how you play gonorrhea. All right. So first things first, when you play gonorrhea, you ask to mingle. This shit the fuck up. All right. Second, you take one finger and put it in your mouth, and then you get the.
I think I've seen this movie before.
Like kick someone off my podcast. This is very important.
Yeah, Dwayne.
It's not you.
Why are there four different Maxes?
Because a lot of people in prison are named Max. Maxes are assholes.
Yeah.
Oh God, I just bought a bar of chocolate.
Yes, make a hot coffee and throw it at someone's face so you can give them.
I would not burns. Trust the chocolate in a prison. Not gonna lie.
Only one person is selling stuff and it's Max, and he's getting his
dick suck.
I mean, unless I can come up with $50 in about an hour, then yes.
There's two ways of buying stuff in prison: with money or sucking some dick.
This podcast, it's about sucking dick in prison. That's the
topic
of our podcast.
Bro, alright, prison 101, boys. Step number one.
Can I get some food? I have a plastic knife, a plastic spoon, a tube of toothpaste.
This is the best part, alright. You got some plastic utensils. You're gonna make some shit out of them, alright? You're gonna make a shitload of the plastic knife. The spoon is used as a shovel. I don't fucking know
when
how.
When you start to get close, you know the police is close, and then you'll be the police.
Oh yeah, but don't do it like in public because you know they're gonna beat the
what
shit out of you.
What happens if I combine the soap with my cum sock again?
Oh, that's called the wacky.
Then it becomes a clean cum sock.
It's called Mr.
Your kids
Clean's.
Will come out sweet and clean.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Clean actually
you ever
did him.
Just be cleaning up of someone's room and pick up a crusty pair of underwear and then realize what you've picked up seconds later.
Yeah, he had some cheese in his pants for some reason. I don't know why.
Man, shit his pants.
Bro, you should never keep cheese in your pelt. Your pants is gonna melt, man. It just merged with the fabric, dog.
The only two guys named Max. So shit. Yes, I'm on chapter 2 and I don't know what to do.
Bro,
no,
stop playing that game.
Like, chapter 2.
Oh, bro, shit! There's a guy throwing hands with the guard! I'll help you!
No, take the guard's stuff, man. Take the guard's stuff.
Oh,
this is
shit!
The best time.
Shit! I'm getting chased!
Good job, man.
There's a guard chasing me! I'm gonna beat his ass! Fuck.
You don't have hot coffee, bro. You can't.
Yeah, I don't feel like playing this game right now, actually.
Bro, you know what's the hardest difficulty in Escapist 2?
What?
Being black.
Escapist 2?
Yeah.
It's the Escapist 1.
Oh,
yeah.
I said 2.
You can't change your gender yet.
Yeah. I want to be a Patry helicopter, dog.
I can get Chicken Assassin Reloaded. Whatever the hell.
Chicken Assassin Reloaded.
That's a game that I can
get
for free. I'm downloading this.
No, you have to play Flying Gorillas, man.
No.
Yes, that's the only real app.
I'm downloading Chicken Assassin 3. What the fuck is this?
No!
Sir!
You have to play Flying Gorilla.
Alright, come to sponsor my next movie. Hey guys, it's me, Matt Damon III. I want to sponsor my next movie, Niggas in My Ass.
Oh,
that's
it's all
really good movie. I'll watch that.
It features Dwayne the Croc Johnson and Domingo as featured in his ass.
We're gonna be doing listening back, editing this, and just wondering why he ever...
Who said editing? Who said editing, huh? Who's the bitch that said editing? No. We're true men. We don't edit.
Thing raw?
Yes, we're doing this shit raw, dog.
I'm going to be thinking about this while I'm in the office with the TBS executives, and they start questioning me on the contents of my podcast.
Especially the first one. Especially the first.
You know, especially like the first 2 minutes.
You raised especially me when the cum truck gets in.
You know, when Matt Damon fucked 38-year-olds.
Bro, that was you! Dwayne, that was
Matt
you.
Damon the third.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, Matt Damon the third. The actual Matt Damon is actually dead. He died in jail after following his third son's footsteps.
First of all, Dwayne, you were the one that had the idea and said, yo, bro, did you know that 8-year-olds are the best one because they can't have kids? And I was like, bro, whoa. I only eat them. I'm a cannibal.
Bro, I'm playing Chicken Assassin.
Oh, fuck. Not Chicken Assassin.
The first chapter's called fucking Fight Club. Why does he sound like fucking Gordon Ramsay? The chicken sounds like Gordon Ramsay.
Is Gordon Ramsay? Bro.
The chicken sounds like Gordon Ramsay. What the hell? How do you fight?
You throw your eggs.
Oh, you literally just spam and you beat the shit out of some fucking gangsters as a chicken.
Nice.
I'm getting double teamed.
Right. So, hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, goddammit.
Me and Domingo don't know what to do anymore. Dwayne right here is just playing a game. It's like,
chicken assassin.
We're definitely not doing a podcast right now.
Dwayne the Croc Johnson is on another level.
I'm multitasking to the next level. Shit, I'm dead. I've lost the first level.
All right, Dwayne. So how do you feel about Crocs stealing your name as a brand?
I want him gone. I want him dead.
The CEO of Crocs? Or,
No. I actually created Crocs because I got bored and wanted to metamorphosize into something other than a human, so I decided to turn into a croc instead.
So there's one question that keeps on ringing in my head. How do you shit?
You know all those holes that are on a croc? I kind of just let the shit build up inside me until it starts blowing out of those holes.
Wait. So are you like those Play-Doh toys that you
see? Yeah.
But it's
what the fuck?
You guys asked, I answered.
Wait, is it the same thing for cum?
What do you mean, you guys?
Who said I can reproduce?
What? Oh, wait, you just answered yes. Do you reproduce asexually?
Can you have like?
Do you do mitosis, bro?
Yes, he does. He
no, because there will only be one Dwayne the Croc Johnson.
Bro, I thought you were about to.
Dude, there's call in the name for me to do mitosis.
Family line breed thing, bro. Because me, and Matt Damon, just asexually reproduced dogs.
You ever just shotgun a thug as a really buff chicken?
Are we not going to talk about how he said he reproduced a dog?
No, because I didn't hear it. What in the hell?
I'm sorry. This was my fault. You've now heard it.
Yeah.
Like
I'm beating the shit out of some dogs as a chicken with a gun. Do you think I care?
Dwayne, like buddy.
18 minutes in. I'm surprised I didn't ask any of you. But how do you, are any of you involved in underwater basket weaving?
No, I actually was listening to your last podcast and was really confused on what that was. Can you, like, give us, like, a brief explanation of what underwater basket weaving is?
Are you
serious? I heard of underwater basket weaving before.
My arms, they're not very long.
Are you kidding me?
My arms are not very long, as you can see by my picture.
Dwayne, buddy.
About underwater basket weaving?
Why did you join the podcast?
Are part of underwater basket weaving?
Dwayne, buddy, we have to cut you off, man.
Explain it to me.
Nah, this is not what this podcast is about, man.
Would you take a look at my profile picture? Look at how short my fucking arms are. How do you expect me to do underwater basket weaving?
Bro, you be a pro at it. All right. stubby hands equal more knots, man. Come on.
Damn, then I must be god at it, but I don't know how to do it. Can you guys, like, send me, like, a link to a video that explains how to do it?
This is how you do underwater basketball.
Matt Damon III, do you at least know how to perform underwater basketball?
Yes. Okay. My forefathers taught us the ways of the Matt Damien, all right? The
Matt Damon III here comes onto a podcast about underwater basket weaving.
Yeah.
And he actually underwater basket weaves.
Facts.
Facts.
What? No, I said facts. Not facts. Facts.
Facts. Okay. Matt Damon III and Dwayne the Croc Johnson.
So
I've had a few questions.
Yes, go for it.
For the audience at home.
Yes.
So they can get a better picture of the kind of people you are on my podcast.
What was the question? What do the people want to know?
I'm going to ignore the fetus thing. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color?
The blood of fetuses.
No, probably brown, as it is the color of my crocky body.
Unborn fetuses getting killed by their umbilical cord.
That metamorphosized into.
Damn.
So I quite enjoy the color brown. It also is the color of the shit that flows out of me. So the skin that you see can actually skin. It actually used to be white when I metamorphosized.
Oh.
And then
we didn't need the details.
So I swear to God, it looked like a woman who had gonorrhea.
Wait. I got a question.
It was flowing everywhere. My God, you ever filled an entire acre of land just full of shit when you're half a foot tall?
I filled a poop sock, but what the hell?
Dwayne, that's what you've been putting your money into. I see. Smart man.
I've been putting it into poop socks.
He's in the economy of poop socks. Makes sense. I'm more into piss drawers myself, but you.
I used to be into it until mom found my piss drawer.
Bro, you gotta hide it in your mom's mouth. It works for me, man.
You need to get a bag.
Why a bag, you poor man? Just put it in your put it in your Yeezys.
Did you?
Wait, Dominic, how much? How much money do you get paid for this podcast, my man? How many Yeezys can you buy? That's the minimum.
I'm not getting paid shit.
Oh, you're a pleb then. All right, what the fuck am I on this podcast then?
I don't know.
I'm poor shit.
Okay.
Dwayne the Croc Johnson.
Hello, I'm back. It is me.
Huh.
Oh, Matt Damon III, nice of you to greet us with your presence once more.
Thank you, Dwayne the Croc Johnson. Thank you so much, you little bitch. You know,
the secret to having a piss drawer is that once the piss enters the drawer, the wood kind of soaks it up.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So the piss drawer is actually ingenious.
That's why I use Yeezys, all right?
Much prefer the
They're small, compact, and portable. When it comes to Crocs, they have some holes in it. That's when I want to drink my wine. I put some in my Crocs, you know what I'm saying?
Boys, you're about to hear some immense button mashing.
I really only bring the Crocs. I only pee in the Crocs when I go to church.
Why do you pee in the Crocs? Do you not see how many holes I have?
All right, Dwayne, I gotta ask you a question, buddy.
Because they're holy. One
question.
That's the pun. Question?
What's gonorrhea?
Lots of shit. Literally.
Yeah. So that's what you are.
Isn't that gonorrhea?
Diarrhea and gonorrhea are the same thing.
You know, you're sure? Gonorrhea. Right, I'm gonna die. Alright. So you're cockfighting then? That's the game you're playing, cockfighting?
Yeah, pretty much. And now I'm cockfighting in my underwear.
Oh,
there's also Mr. Markhead Septic Eye, famous
Wait. Time out. When you be croc fighting?
Get it.
Do you guys
want to see the fetus?
I'm going to send you guys a picture of my character. He's pretty cool.
Please don't send us a picture of your penis right now. We're trying to be professional right now.
I'm sending you a picture of all my right. Cock.
I guess this is like rounding nearing the end. Let me just call up some
This is pretty tame for the podcast. We've had sex on here.
Yeah, that is true. With Roman.
Yeah.
Let me just call out Roman. Like, Roman, what's up, little bitch? This is Matt Damon the third. Let's get it. Are you calling me out?
There you go.
I'm going to call you
There's
out.
My
right
cock.
Oh, dear God. No.
Damn. That's a nice cock.
Thank you, Domingo Pepperoni from the Domingo Pepperoni podcast, owner of the Domingo Pepperoni Feed the Beast.
I have a feeling we're going to take that out of context real fast.
Your cock,
I know, right?
Your cock looks small, brother.
But it's a really buff cock.
Yeah, it's pretty buff, though.
Through your shoe.
He's small, but he's really buff.
Bro, he looks deformed for some reason. I don't know how to feel about that.
My cock is small, but it's buff.
Well, hold on.
I don't know, but I feel like you've been in Alabama through.
And the shit comes out of your holes. Does the dick also get... Does it interfere with the process?
No, it just flops
out. Who said
out
I had a dick?
Wait, no, we're talking about your cock here.
No, it's just a... It's a smaller crock.
It just kind of It just basically what it does, it pushes itself to become smaller.
No, it's a literal crock. It's literally another crock on another crock, alright?
So does it, like, spew cum? Like, crock cum?
No, it just spews crocks. White crocks.
It spews tiny crocks, like, minuscule white crocks.
Yeah, it's very annoying to clean up the mess afterwards, alright?
It is.
I have a brother named, Matt Damon, Damon Matt, the fourth? He told me about the situation with his girlfriend, how she was spewing out, like, white crocs for some reason from her croc dick. So, yeah.
All right.
Wait, let me get that right. So much of that made no sense. She was spewing croc cum out of her croc dick.
Yeah.
Dick. Not make sense.
It's all
that's
part.
That's why we don't really talk. That's why we don't talk about Damon Matt the fourth man. He's wacky, Matt. All right.
Is he your son?
No, he. It was a weird situation. His mom fucked his grandson, and weird scenario. All right.
Excuse me. What? His mom fucked his grandson, and.
I think by this point, TBS is ripping the contract up.
I think by this point, if you're even allowed to post this anywhere, it'd be a miracle.
Without going on an FBI watch
list. Oh, no, we're already on, like, several FBI watch lists.
We're banned, like, multiple countries right now, like, UK already. Like,
I think if we go into an airport, people would just start screaming.
They think we have cocks on our stomachs.
Guys, did you guys ever visited Alabama?
That shit sounds whack.
New Alabama is whack, brother.
You know what, guys? I can't lie to our audience anymore.
What?
I thought you always do.
All podcast, and I hate to be that guy, but I think it's finally time we reveal the truth.
What is it?
This isn't Matt Damon the third or Dwayne the Croc Johnson.
Wait, no.
What? No,
what?
No, stop lying to them. Of course it's us. What do you mean?
I am Matt Damon the third. What are you talking about, Domingo Pepperoni?
They are both actually Barack Obama.
Why'd you got
Miss Obama's not going to be proud of this moment right now.
Very proud.
Michelle's going to kill
us. I think Miss Obama's going to call this, I think she called this moment a bra moment?
A bra moment?
Yeah, I think it's called a bra moment.
A bra memento?
Yeah, I need to call Miss Obama and tell her what happened.
I need to call this in as a big bra memento.
Yo, Obama.
Yes, can Obama.
Can you call Michelle Obama for me, bro?
No problem, Obama.
Come on, Mr. Obama. Just do Mr. Obama thing, brother.
It's really impressive that you, Barack Obama, have managed to get two different microphones and have two distinct voices.
Yeah,
it takes
skill. I'm actually talking, but I have made it so your ears both hear different people.
Yeah,
I'm actually in your closet right now, changing the your ear waves.
Wait, so this is how we kind of speak as one person.
I've been in a closet.
Yeah.
I shit you not. I'm actually in a closet right now. Like, I'm recording in my closet.
I thought you're usually in the closet, Ian.
Real quick, no joke, I'm recording in my fucking closet.
I thought you were usually in the closet, Ian.
Where are you on your computer?
I mean, Dwayne. The Obama?
My computer's in my closet.
Bro, that closet must be huge, dog.
It's a pretty big fucking closet.
I guess that's why you never came out of it.
There you go. That's the end of the podcast.
And back to you, Miss Obama.